the way, in order that it may be supposed that they belong to that village.
Yeah, do they or not? This is a very good explanation. Listen to this carefully, because he prepared us in that story that there are so many people talking nonsense. Okay, and you thought, okay, if they're talking nonsense, why should I care? Normally I don't listen to the nonsense. In this paragraph he started to explain to you what are those nonsenses. He said, I'm talking about culture. Look around. All the philosophers, they give you some explanation. There are some people who give speeches, professional speech givers. They will give you another kind of view, and they point to something else as knowledge, wisdom. When we talk about wisdom, what is the meaning of wisdom? Let's attend to this. Here, he started like this, that, listen, there is this stuff which is invisible, like the breath, like love. It's invisible, okay? And this invisible stuff has been explained by every single fellow. The philosopher will give you one explanation. The theologian will give you another one. There is someone else who will laugh at both of them and will give you something else. Everybody is giving you some little information. What are you going to do? Here he will give you a key that if you keep, it will save a lot of time and energy and the dangerous doubts. I said, first of all, put aside that judge of you who is saying that this is nonsense or that is correct. Let me tell you, all that the philosophers, theologians, thinkers, I don't know, no matter who are talking, you always remember that none of them are 100% wrong, none of them are 100% right. Don't believe that. Because every single of them is carrying a part of that beauty. Because that beauty, every pixel of it is beautiful. And they share it. So first of all, do not try to say, this is correct and that one is wrong. Because all are trying. Now you understand why he has to bring in the story of the fellow who is imitating and will find his own camel. Because the camel is made for you to be found. You will not do the effort. It's not that it's hidden in a way that you cannot catch it. It's made for you. It's your camel. And it's lost. Why? Because in a way, you had another new beginning. A few years ago, you started this branch and you started like a baby. And you need to grow. So remember, neither are 100% wrong, neither are 100% right. Yes?
Know the truth to be this. All these are not in the right, nor are this herd entirely astray. Because nothing false is shown without the truth. The fool bought spurious coin in the hope of gold. If there were no current coin in the world, how would it be possible to issue false coins? Unless there be truth, how should there be falsehood?
You see, he's explaining again what? The reality. Reality, yes, like a coin, has two sides. Because if there is no fake money, there is no real money, there couldn't be a fake money, could it? Let's go historically when the money has not been invented yet. You know, the first coin was invented how? The first piece of money is a cow. That was the first unit of economy. But before that, there was no fake stuff. Because they come both together. We talk about the correct. Of course there is an incorrect stuff over there. We talk about up, there is the bottom. There should be. So the wrong should be here. Remember, Zen, there are some people that they cannot find their camel. Because they're silly enough to sit down and enjoy the grass their ass is munching, and that's it. Yes?
Unless there be truth, how should there be falsehood? That falsehood receives brilliance from truth. They buy the wrong in hope of the right. Poison go into a piece of sugar, then they eat.
You see, they never do the opposite. This is good stuff. Now I remember one of my teachers, he loved this part. And he will explain in a way, he will say, you know what? Okay, duality I understand. Existence has a double image. There is always good and bad and stuff. But at the end of the day, is wrong will pay some taxes to the right. That's why right will win. And we'll look around and puzzle a little bit and say, let me tell you about that taxes that the bad will pay to the good. Nobody will come and sell the poison which secretly some sugar is added to it. Normally, they come with a sugar, some poison in it. The bad people, they have to dress up and pretend they are good. So at the end of the day, no good pretends to be bad, but a lot of bad, they pretend to be good. This proves to me that the good side is the winner. Because good side doesn't need to imitate the bad guy. It's always the opposite. This I always remember. He said, this is the tax they pay to us. Okay.
If there be no savory wheat, what shall he get who sells barley, pretending that it's sweet? Do not say then that all these utterances are false. The false are a snare to the heart on the ground of hope of truth. Do not say then that all is fantasy and error. Without truth, fantasy exists not in the world.
And here is the key. Listen to the key. Yes?
Truth is the night of power, hidden amidst the nights, in order that the soul may make trial of every night. Mm-hmm. Not all nights.
What does that mean? In Quran, there is a promise about a very special night, which is called Qadr. And this is one night of the thousand night, not 360 something. And Quran will talk about it, that lovely night. All the gates of heaven will open. The angels will come down. That's the time of mercy and glory and holy and all that. What the Muslims do. They all look around to find, okay, what is that night? Because in that night, if you pray, he cannot say no. I will take advantage of that. And go and talk to them. Every single fellow will give you 4 or 5 different dates, that maybe it's then, or then somebody will say it's this night. And of course, I have to do something with it, to have to share something with my history and all those nonsense. That, let me tell you, yes, there is that single night. Let's forget the single night. There is one breath. As simple as this, that you are this normal fellow and you will do this, and suddenly something here will fall down and you will be someone else and you're in love. It happens in one breath. But do not hold your breath, because it is in all breaths, you have to try them all. That Laylatul Qadr, that holy night, is hidden in the night, so you will be attentive every single night. That's the cue. Why? Because when we talk about falling in love, you want to fall in love forever. You don't want to single out one night and fall in love for that night and next day forget about it. It's not like that. It's something that happens only once. And you should hope for it in every single breath. Because it will happen in a breath, in a night, yes?
Not all nights are power of youth.
And here I prefer to change that word truth to haq, really. Because haq is that night. And this is a lot to me. Rumi says, haq is that night. Not God will bring that night. Haq itself is that night, that holy night, that the gates of heaven opens and the angels will come down. Yes?
Not all nights are power, O youth, nor are all nights void of that. Amongst the wearers of the dervish cloak, there is one dervish. Make trial and accept him that is true. Where is the sagacious and discerning believer that he may distinguish effeminate wretches from men? If there be no faulty things in the world, all fools would be merchants. Then it would be very easy to know goods. When there is no defect, what the incompetent and the competent?
You see, what is he doing again? He said, remember, you want to have the spell only, and that doesn't work. We talked about it here. I'm telling you that there is truth in every single part of communication, but that will not declare it truthful. And there is some shortcoming in all of them. That will not prove them bad. They're all here because this is what the challenge is. Your intelligence is to try them and to understand and to choose. Because all these directions, you're talking about the simple stuff. Because it's not one point somewhere. It's a field. So you have to try it and try it. Then he came back to the main stuff and said, you know, the puzzling stuff for intelligence is duality. Duality is good. Because there is the challenge. If there was no duality, everything was good, then what? Where was the challenge? What was it about to be good or bad or what? Yes?
And if everything is faulty, knowledge is of no advantage. Since everything here is wood, aloes wood is not. He that says all are true, 'tis folly. And he that says all are false, he is damned.
Okay.